threatening election workers for some reason. It makes no sense, but that's what they were saying. That was the paradigm they were trying to establish in people's minds, that Trump supporters in their, again, just senseless and cult-like hatred of the concept of democracy, total nonsense, were just like going to attack poll workers or something. Again, total nonsense, total obvious fabrication with an obvious intent, right? The intent is to intimidate Trump supporters out of being election observers or to provide the FBI some fraudulent justification for going after people who would attempt to prevent fraud that they see occurring in the 2024 election. That was the obvious point of that. And just like the story that we read yesterday about veterans being terrorists and how they just keep saying it, even though there's no evidence, even though there aren't any attacks, they just keep saying it because they can, I guess. Similar thing happened here where they're just like, this year there are more threats to our election workers than there have ever been in the past. It's like, really? Have any of them been hurt? Nope. Any attacks actually made? Nope. Any legitimate threats to specific targets? Nope. Okay, so the threats you're talking about are people, you know, saying like, you better not cheat in the election, things like that, I'm sure. Well, foolish me. Silly me. Of course there were pieces of evidence showing that. Of course there have been threats against poll workers. Where do you think they're coming from? Where do you think the real threat to our democracy is coming from? If you said it might be the black-clad communists who repeatedly say, I hate America in public on microphones, you would be right. And anonymous letters threatening violence have been mailed to Trump supporters in Pennsylvania. Postmillennial has learned that some voters in the Philadelphia area said they have received threatening letters sent through UPS, or USPS, the postal service, using a facsimile of a Trump campaign letterhead. The printed letters begin with the salutation, "Dear neighbor," before briefly mentioning reasons not to vote for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, but then dive headlong into outright lies. The writer claims, quote, "We know where you live. You are in the database. There's no knowing what may happen, and your family may have been impacted. Your cat may get shot." The Haitians. This letter came from the Haitians. The letter initially claimed to be a quick note of thanks for being engaged in the election and for participation in the process, then claims to be writing with a concern about the level of political violence in our country during this election year, as well as threats to our democracy and freedoms. It asked the reader to, quote, take a close look at the truth, facts, and future for a better America where we can all live in harmony together. So it really is just like we were just talking about the Kamala Harris campaign being a great example, illustration of the mindset of the Democrats. This is also another very good sample where it starts off with obviously fraudulent statements that sound good, but they don't believe, about being engaged in the election. We thank you so much for participating in it's so important, our democracy. We all want to live in harmony together. Your candidate is a felon, rapist, desecrator, and immoral, flawed man. He's a major reason violence is up. Remember January 6th or Charlottesville? By supporting him, you are declaring your public support for a disregard of the law, civil discourse, and unity. You're indicating your hatred of minorities, immigrants, foreigners, women, education, and the rights of your fellow citizens, the rights of women to make decisions over their own health care needs. Oh, yes, and a hatred for Taylor Swift, who has contributed nothing but joy to the world. You can, like, hear them crying while they're typing this, right? You can see the tear stains on the pages. We're the good guys. We're the good guys, and you're the bad guys. It's great. This is amazing. Do we even know? Is this a fraudulent letter? Or is this just actually the Democrats? Like, this just straight up sounds like a Democratic campaign letter. Should your candidate win, the consequences will be staggering. The country will continue to be divided. The economy will falter, and recession will accelerate. The deficit ballooned. You know, all the things that happened in the last 3 years, it's going to happen harder under yours. It's just awful. It's just all these people, they're all just awful. We look forward to visiting in the future. So the leftists are literally sending out explicit threats to Trump supporters using all of the same rhetoric that every Democrat uses every time they're on mainstream media. I mean, seriously, is this sound any different than an official Democratic talking point? I mean, they make the threats a little bit more obvious, but not really. It's amazing. That really is amazing. The letter starts off, "We are writing with concern about the level of political violence in this country." I mean, this is amazing, actually. This is actually amazing how accurate this is to the Democratic mindset. We have that Merrick Garland clip. Well, this, you know, when I originally read this, I was under the impression that these letters were sent to the election workers. But yeah, let's go ahead and play that because, again, you'll hear in this clip with Merrick Garland and Chris Wray, the director of the FBI. I mean, they're clearly framing this as if it's those anti-democratic Trump, those no good Trump supporters. Well, I bet, you know what? I bet there's a way that it's described in here. You know, the candidate who's a felon, a rapist, a desecrator, an immoral, flawed man, whose supporters just bring a bunch of hatred and they hate joy. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe this was written by Merrick Garland. Was this a Merrick Garland video? Because it could be a script of his. "We're concerned. We're so concerned with the political violence. So vote correctly or you'll be getting a visit from us." Yeah, it's the official Democratic standpoint. It's their policy in black and white. Let's watch the clip now.
"In a covert campaign to interfere and influence the outcome of our country's elections. As alleged in our court filings, President Vladimir Putin's inner circle, including Sergei Kirinnikov, directed Russian public relations companies to promote disinformation and state-sponsored narratives as part of a program to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election. An internal planning document created by the Kremlin states that it's a goal of the campaign is securing Russia's preferred outcome in the election.
Oh, Russia, no.
The online infrastructure used by the Russian public relations company, known as the Social Design Agency, or SDA, and related actors, included what are sometimes referred to as cyber-squatted domains. These websites were designed to appear to American leaders as if they were major...
Don't they sound so professional and legitimate? You know, these guys, they're just patriots, you know, they just love freedom. And, you know, they're just letting you know that some social media company in Russia bought some domains, okay? So they're taking it very seriously. They're going to get to the bottom of it. Meanwhile, Democrats are writing letters, sending them through the Postal Service to Trump supporters saying, we're going to kill your cat because you vote for the rapist. Yeah, no, this letter, I think it's amazing, actually. I think it's exactly what the Democrats do. It's like actually the best example of who the Democrats are. Because they're simultaneously saying how concerned they are about violence while threatening violence. They're saying the candidate is an immoral and flawed man. And by supporting him, you're declaring your public support and disregard of law, civil discourse, and unity. Before they say, "You tread on me at your peril, MF-er, your cat's going to get shot." Like, it's, I don't know who, this letter was anonymous, but I can describe the person that wrote it, the only honest Democrat. This is the Democratic soul on paper. I am having a hard time believing this is fake. "Acting to save America from the GOP and existential threat." Yeah, it sums up everything they believe. "But more importantly, we know where you live. You are in the database. In the dead of a cold winter's night, this year or next and beyond, there is no knowing what may happen. Your property, your family may be impacted. Your cat may get shot and more." And then they say, "Spend some time with your rabbi or pastor or whatever religion you follow and dig into the meaning of morality and reconcile the hate that you have, okay? Or we're going to kill your cat." This is the Democratic policy manifesto. That's what this is. It's we're so concerned about your well-being. Maybe you need to go talk to a priest, because if you vote for Trump, we're going to kill your cat. We know where you live, and you'll never be safe. Sincerely, patriotic citizen and a true American. Incredible. Meanwhile, by the way, 100 Labour Party staff from the UK, current and former people in the United Kingdom government, are going to the U.S. over the next few weeks, heading to North Carolina, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. I have 10 spots available for anybody else to head. So yeah, there you go. The head of operations at the Labour Party of the UK advertising that they're sending 100 politicians to campaign in swing states for Kamala.
But we're very serious about the Russian social media profile who bought a domain name. That's the international interference.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.